So I'm having a bit of a multitasking day today. In the midst of rewriting sections of a business plan, I'm also having a quick review of the draft of the electronic privacy regulations, which are out for review from the Department of Communications at the moment. These regulations are bringing into effect the revised EU directive on electronic privacy. That revised directive will have to be transposed into Irish law by the 25th of May. And that directive raises interesting challenges for operators of websites, particularly with regard to the writing of cookies from your website to your users or customers' computer via the web browser. For those of you who are interested in this, Regulation 5 of the draft regulations, paragraph 4, outlines what will be considered to be sufficient information and consent. It clearly requires that the consent should be as user-friendly as possible, and the methods of giving information to the customer should be as user-friendly as possible. It then goes on to say that it isn't going to be sufficient to solely provide the information to the subscriber or user within a statement of terms and conditions or a privacy policy. Now, let's park for a moment the discussion about whether the privacy statement you see on a website is the policy. The commissioner has clearly explained on the commissioner's website, dataprotection.ie, that your privacy policy is, or should be, a much more expansive and in-depth exposition of how your organization is actually respecting people's privacy. And the privacy statement that people see on a website is effectively the fair processing notice governing the processing of data in that regard. But the key thing here is that it's not enough. No matter how much effort you put into crafting and wordsmithing the terms and conditions, if you're writing cookies, and by definition you will be, you need to do something else. The directive, the regulation says that where it's technically possible, with regard to the relevant provisions of the Data Protection Acts, you can allow the user to give consent through browser settings or other technological means by which consent can be viewed to have been given. This may be a pop-up at the beginning of the web page when people come on your site telling them that cookies are being gathered and continued use of the site will be considered consent to the writing of cookies. Of course, it's not all doom and gloom. Paragraph 4 does give a small exemption. Where the writing of the cookies is strictly necessary in order to provide the service, the information society service, which is being explicitly requested by the subscriber, then there is no bar on the writing of cookies in that context. However, you need to be very clear as to what cookies are being written from your website to your customer's computer and for what purpose. Essentially, cookies fall into the remit of information. And as with all information, as Peter Drucker said back in 1999, the key battleground in the information age will be around the meaning and purpose of that information. So, the review is open until the 31st of this month. I would suggest that anyone who is interested in or concerned with e-commerce in Ireland have a look at the regulation and contact the department, the Department of Communications, with your feedback and input. Okay, thank you.